Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here to talk about How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical at National Theater, now through December 31st. And look who we have in studio.
Hi, this is the Grinch on 103.5. What up? How you doing today, everybody? You excited to see me?
Welcome to What Up.
You just, you mind?
Have at
I've
it.
I've taken over What Up, okay? 103.5 FM. Ooh, FM. Congratulations. How many people are watching right now? Is this a video? Am I live? Is this live? Ah, good times. So, what am I supposed to say? I'm excited to be here. It's a lie. I'm not. I'm just waiting for the moment to take everything. Make the day better. You know, the person holding the camera right now, I just scared her a minute ago. And seriously, it was the best, hilarious thing. She doesn't want it on camera, though. Do you have any questions, anybody?
Yes, we want to know, why did you grow to like, you know, dislike Christmas so much?
It's not that I dislike Christmas. I'm just a realist, you know? People need to understand that Christmas is loud and noisy, and all those little who's down in Whoville are disgustingly happy. Really? Get it together, people. There's more to life than Christmas. Go outside.
Take me back to the early days of being a baby Grinch. Did you hate Christmas even back then? Or where'd you grow up?
Well, to be completely honest, having never been a child, I don't know what it's like to be that disgusting. I would imagine if I were a child at any given point, I would be wise enough never to be... I got nothing.
Boris Karloff, we all love it. He narrated the animated one with Dr. Seuss, and there's that pretty that song is pretty mean towards you.
He's
a lot of mean stuff about
you. He's a big fan of me. He is. A lot of people think it's negative. It's really not. He really enjoyed all those aspects of me. He said he wouldn't want to touch me with a whatever length
pole.
It was. he was really trying to say that I'm really just exuberant. Yeah. And that if he were to touch me, he might faint with such joy.
I think we have one of those poles in here. I don't know. The Festivus pole. Do you really dig some roast beef? Because there's like a whole spread out here of the holiday Christmas food out there for TOP. But I don't know if there's roast beef out there.
Well, I'm going to answer your question with a question. Are you completely insane?
Yes, pretty much. Yes.
It is disgusting. Roast beast is possibly the most yucky thing I've ever seen or had. I haven't had it, but I imagine if I had had it, I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah. So how do you exactly steal Christmas at National Theater? If our listeners show up in the audience, are you going to steal their Christmas?
Well, they make it really easy. They sit in the audience. They're like, hey, when's the Grinch coming out? When is he coming out? And I'm over there. The Christmas gifts are gone. They're already gone, people. You've been out of the house. I'm really just gloating on stage. You're like, I can't wait. I'm going to go back home and all the gifties are going to be there. They're not.
So if they show up, everything's going to get swiped from their tree.
Gone. Yes. Everything's gone.
Tell us about your dog. We love Max.
Oh, Max!
Did you bring him?
Max! Oh, he's usually somewhere. I have no idea where he is. Usually just blubbering around the cave, you know. Always complaining. I'm hungry. I have to go for a walk. Really, you know, I try to stay out of his life and his personal loathing. It helps me keep a positive outlook on life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Dr. Seuss? He gives you interesting words to rhyme all the time.
He's the man, you know.
Is he like your god? I mean, he's your creator.
Technically, I inspired him.
If you think about it, yeah. I guess.
I'm a multi-level kind of person, you know. He's like, he came up with you. I'm like, no, I entered his mind, and he just put it down on paper.
So I guess the Cat in the Hat, same thing. He entered his mind, and you
I
guys
have nothing
him.
To do with the Cat in the Hat.
No, you're more of a green eggs and ham. You're very green.
Very clever. How original. He's pointing out green things. Wow.
Awesome. Well, I honestly think it would be fun if we go scare some people out in the newsroom. What do you think? Are you down?
It's very easy. Let me show you.
There's a couple comments on Facebook.
Oh, let's take some comments.
Oh, let's see the comments. What do you have to say? Why are you
so
mean?
What do we got?
Jackie Johnson wants you to remember that you changed at the end.
Oh, tell us about how your heart's going to grow.
Well,
three sizes.
Let's be honest, guys. You're skipping ahead in the story. You're giving it away. So, Jackie, pull it together. Stop ruining the story for people.
Sorry, Jackie.
Right?
What other comments do we have? Any?
Nancy Snowden Sobel wants to say Merry Christmas, Mr. Grinch.
Aww.
Gross.
See? That was a total Grinch answer.
Stunner.
I knew he was going to say that. All right, let's go scare some people. Are you guys down? Is there anything else we need to know about the show before we head out?
Yeah.
Why should we come see it?
You should come see it because I'm in it. I'm very wonderful in it. Everybody says I'm wonderful. They love it. There's a great point in the show when everybody gets to applaud me. Mm-hmm. It happens multiple times. They can't contain themselves. I completely understand why. Come see the show. There's lots of dancing. Not from me. I'm more strutting. And there's a lot of singing. I try not to, but it overtakes me because I just want to give. I'm a giver, you know. So come out. Come down to the National Theater and watch some real, real, real good acting from me.
They just saw it right here.
Are you saying I'm pretending to be amazing?
I think you're being...
That's it. I'm going to scare people. I'm out of here.